It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adatula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a good Wednesday to this point. Nick Caserio and Mike Tolman. So Nick Caserio, general manager of the Texans. Mike Tolman, the president of the Texans. Both appeared on Texans All Access yesterday. That's why you got to check in. In fact, speaking of, tonight you should hear from the McNairs on Texans All Access
yes.
as well.
Looking forward to it.
All the Texans brass out there in West Palm Beach for the league meetings and the various things that are coming out of it. So yeah, worth listening to. But Nick Caserio and Mike Tolman both collectively talked on Texans All Access, and I turned to John Lopez. We're like,
who had nothing to do. No, I'm just kidding. I love listening to Texans All Access.
Wow. Man.
That was unnecessary. At your boys.
Gracious, man.
The boys, John Harris and Mark Vandermeer.
Couple of my friends.
That was them, wild, bro. Felipe Lopez right there, man. I had nothing to do
that
with
was
that.
Unnecessary.
Okay, let me explain. Normally, goodness. I catch up in the morning on all that stuff, but I literally listen to it live because I had nothing to do. I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to that live. So. That's the explanation.
Okay. All right.
But I did, and I had, and I was kind of like really looking forward to really Tolman more than Caserio, but you got a couple of nuggets out of this. Neither one was on there more than about 8 minutes. It was kind of a quick hit from the meetings.
Especially with us being 3 weeks out, about 3 weeks out from the draft and everything. Which, another programming note, tomorrow you will hear from Nick Caserio, and it will be one of those extended interviews where they really get to dive deep with them 3 weeks ahead of the draft. So tomorrow morning, I believe 7:30 on Payne and Penny.
Yeah, that's about an hour right there.
Now, that's going to be good stuff. But he did give us a couple of little hints. And so, you know, we've been talking about what we heard from D'Amico Ryans when we heard from him. At the owners' meetings or whatever they're officially called, the NFL meetings. And listening to Caserio, like, these two dudes are in lockstep and I wanted to get your feeling because I didn't like save any of the audio or anything, but I can tell you exactly what he said because I was writing it down. He said he basically doubled down on the offensive line being one that they could largely feel comfortable with as is. And so he's right there with Caserio in terms of, he said, bring them in. We got a new, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, bring them in. Let's see how they do in the meetings. We want to see their mindset, how they relate with Cole Popovich and Nick Cayley and the way we're going to do things. It's basically going to be like, we need swarm offensive linemen. He talked about how much they've all started. They've been starters in this league, and they're going to. So it's just another, you know, very high ranking person, the highest on the football side, saying we might be good with these five guys. Now, there's a little maybe, you know, gamesmanship at play here, but it sure did seem like he was right there with D'Amico Ryans. Like, this could be the dudes.
And I mean, I think that's something we're gonna have to get comfortable with, right? You're going to have to find a level of comfort with, and especially with the level of I guess with the amount of competition that's going to be there, we're just going to have to try and not just, you know, find a way to get yourself to to training camp with that understanding, that feeling. But just understand that that's where you will get an idea of what this line looks like, right? Once you can actually get them on the field, and once you can see, you know, who is going to grab those spots over the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I mean, and I thought, I mean, we talked to Ron yesterday in the crosstalk, and I thought Ron asked a good question about, you know, of the guys on the line, who do you feel best about in their positions? And Cam Robinson's actually pretty high there.
Yeah.
But the tough part about that is that then you are having that feeling in a place where you moved on from somebody who I imagine, at least in the pass blocking portion of it, which has been identified as the most important part of what you're doing here by the head coach.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the same as Laramie.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, like, if you give that up, what are you gaining in return? I think.
Well, that was the absolute vibe that he gave off. The whole is going to be the sum of the parts is going to be better than what they had before, which they had one of the best, again, for all the warts and missteps that Laramie Tunsil had, you know, that he was one of the best pass blockers in the world. And I just got the feeling that he's like, don't sweat it. The whole of these parts is going to be better than that. So there we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And that has been a consistent message that they've given.
Here we go.
Right? Like, everybody's there's going to be a level of want to is I think the undercurrent that's there on the offensive line to try and ultimately everybody pull in the same direction and get some done, right?
Yeah.
Like that's the general idea here. And I've been trying very much to like sell myself on the idea. I was looking at pressures on the offensive line, just like where you could assign blame, and a lot of it was left guard, which Kenyon Green, understandable for a long part of the season. I have a feeling that smooths out to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Right guard was another place where you saw a good amount of it. I think we also know Shaq Mason looked like he had lost a step, at least to some degree. That's one of the places where I don't know. And then right tackle was interestingly one of those spaces where I don't know. Can I ask a question to you in this instance? Mm-hmm. If right tackle has average to above average, a little bit above average, like pressures allowed off of that side, do you attribute that more to Titus or to Blake? Because I think that that's one of those competitions that we're going to be seeing on this offensive line.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we don't even know where Titus is going to play, and that question has not been asked. Maybe it will be tomorrow. You know, if they have a sense of where he's going to play. I think either one of those guys, I should say both of those guys, I wouldn't say is an upper tier pass blocker. You know, they've been okay. He said something else that I thought was very interesting. I know you're going to dig in on this because I want to get to Mike Tolman as well here, but Mark Vandermeer was asking him about the draft and what they could do. And he said, I think he actually said TBD on trade discussions as they pertain to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's leaving it open. I mean, I know they're going to leave it open, but you know, he didn't seem to indicate that they were like leaning away from trading up or down in this draft, which I like. Actually,
I kind of believe that too. Yeah, just looking at his track record, man, I feel like he loved the trade more than the actual signing free agents and all that.
He loves
stuff.
Those late picks.
Yeah,
he loves late sixth and seventh round picks.
Yeah, and I think that seems like it's fair to leave a level of wiggle room open in this. I was reading an interesting piece from NFL.com where they were like, "Hey, with this NFL draft, a piece of advice for the teams that are drafting in round one." And one of the pieces of advice that I found to be interesting was, this doesn't feel like the draft to trade up, just generally, right?
Well, that's in his wheelhouse then.
And
back two or three spots, five spots, another pick.
Yeah, he absolutely has that within him, and maybe not trade up in the first round, maybe trade back or maybe stand still.
Back up.
But I think you have the capability to do some of the moving or shaking, maybe with some of those other picks, second round, your two thirds. Like, I think that those are the places where maybe you can do some moving and shaking to get into the tiers that you ultimately want to. But yeah, I this definitely feels like there's a lot of, it's a rich draft. When it comes to like guys at a certain level, there's a lot of guys at a certain level that I feel like is relatively passable, for lack of a better way of saying it. And I think they have the ability to maneuver it pretty well, which is, I guess, as good of a place as you can be for this, for going into a draft, is knowing that, hey, we have the ammo to go get the guys that we need, especially in a spot where there's a whole bunch of guys, or there's a decent amount of guys to go and get that you at the positions that you want.
And then Mike Tolman was, I think, a little more enlightening and entertaining in terms, not entertaining, a little enlightening and informative as it goes here, because he was talking with Vandermeer, and it wasn't the normal stuff that we've heard a couple of times from him about, you know, our priority is this and we want to just kick it down, we're doing studies. He actually said there's a ton of momentum toward renovation or rebuilding. He didn't say either, you know, either or. But he interestingly did say twice, every day that passes, we're a day closer to the lease expiring. And you can, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what he's doing here. He's already kind of working on getting this lease done, axed, nixed, whatever you want to call it, earlier than it's supposed to be, which is what, 7 years, 5 years, something like that. Getting it, you can tell that they're working in the back channels, because he also said that he's talked with numerous stakeholders. That is rodeo people.
If you want
my interpretation, that's the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. He's talked to numerous stakeholders about it, about the lease expiring, and aligning with people in terms of what they want to get done. So that to me was enlightening. Everything that we've projected and thought about, they're going to try to expedite this thing. It's going to happen sooner rather than later, whether it's a renovation or a rebuild.
I mean, yeah. And yeah. I think that what he's doing is setting a deadline. Like when you're doing negotiations, deadlines help progress a deal forward. And that is a deadline that it's good to keep front of mind. And it's a deadline that I think that all the parties involved are aware of, because, I mean, even before Tolman comes in, prior iterations of this organization have been working towards this goal for years, right? Like, this is not something that they brought in Tolman and immediately became a priority. This has been a priority, so they've been working towards this. I think all parties know that you need to find some level of resolution here, even just on the basic idea of like maintenance and upkeep, mm-hmm. keeping the stadium in a place where it's passable. But I think also renovation clearly would be something that's not just getting you up to speed, but then getting you to where you'll be able to live with it for a little bit longer, right? But yeah, this is his expertise, right? Yeah. These negotiations are what he does well, and you can see that he has a game plan and a way to try and go about this where all the parties on his side, mm-hmm. they have in one accord, and they're applying a certain level of pressure to the county and that side of things to try and help, you know, come to a resolution, which makes sense. I would not expect anything different.
I would expect, this is me talking, within 6 months, we have some sort of recommendation, some sort of report about what they're leaning toward or a recommendation of what they're doing and how they want this lease to. I don't think it's going to be long at all. I think within 6 months, they're going to really start rolling things out.
That feels quick.
That's kind of quick.
That feels quick. But yes. I mean, that has been, there's clearly,
I mean, he's
a lot
here
of energy
for one reason.
It. Right.
They hired him for one reason. This. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that he's overseeing.
So what
but
do
they
you,
hired him for this.
So what do you expect the news to be? Is it like,
man, that's really,
like 6 months? To me, that felt like renovations. We agreed to.
No. What I'm saying is within 6 months, we're going to start to hear exactly which direction they're leaning. Like whether it's renovation. You know, rebuilding. Because remember, he was here a week and said they're already doing studies. Like he was here a week and said, we got these studies going on. I'm like, holy cow. So yeah, within 6 months, I'll bet you we're going to know this is what they want. This is what they're going after. And the pressure is going to be ramped up on the county to get something done.
Yeah, they're trying to move quickly towards that. I'm excited to see.
Hell, we've already seen some renderings.
Yeah, and those renderings from January, at least when mm-hmm. I saw them, and I mean, they involve the names, the go-to names mm-hmm. in sports architecture. I know HKS is one of those. Populous mm-hmm. is another. There's a third one that I'm not as familiar with, mm-hmm. Being a little bit of an architecture nerd. But yeah, they're rapidly trying to move towards this development. And Mike Tolman seems like the man that they is absolutely for the job because he's absolutely pushing this further and further. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. One of the rule changes seems to implement in the NFL, Hawkeye technology to help better acknowledge the spotting of the football. And so does that mean the chain gang is going away? And that leads to the question of the day. What jobs do you view as either useless or pointless? Or you can counter that with what jobs are viewed as useless and pointless that you want to support. 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.